softly in. Praise the name of the Lord. It's truly the desire of your heart. Lead me, Lord Jesus. Lead me, Lord. Where you lead me, Lord, I'll go. Take a hold of my hand, Lord, as I hold that lifeline, Lord. Keep my hand up, Lord. Help to that line, Lord. Lead me home, Lord Jesus. Make me to be more like you, Father. Truly is the desire of our heart, Lord, to be more like you, Lord. Every fiber of our body wants to be like you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the message. Thank you for giving us a prophet, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Precious Lord, you give us everything that we have need of for this journey. You provided everything. You are our guide. You guide us, Lord. When the blizzards come and the storms come and the fog comes down, we just hold up our hands and know we got that lifeline. And it's going to take us home. No matter what it seems, what it looks like, you're there, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hum it again to him one more time. I'd like to invite, we got another real soldier of the cross here. Our brother Verna, pastor of the Tabernacle, Northside Fellowship in Tucson. I'd like to invite him, if he'd come up and dismiss us with a word of prayer. How wonderful it is to know that God's got a bride around this world that loves this message, that believes this message, that loves the voice of God.
Your presence, Lord, when each one brought their little lake of fire.
Yes,
and Lord, then we gather around and we hear that word. Lord, we love it.
Yes,
Lord, we realize there's a reason why we love it. Because it's your voice. It's your voice to your children. And Lord, we must recognize your presence in our lives, not just here, Lord. But when we go out these doors, we go home and wherever we might go, Lord, that we have the privilege of taking you with us. Rather, Lord, we have the privilege of walking with you and you leading and guiding us along this journey. We love you, Lord, and we never get tired of telling you how much we love you. Lord, just to be able to recognize who we are, that we can take and write out the check. Hallelujah. And we can take and sign it. And know, Lord, that it's not going to come back insufficient funds. We love you. We love you and we love you. And we just pray, Lord, that as we're dismissed from this building, but Lord, never from your presence. May you take us, Lord, and let us pray. Teach us to pray. Lord, the prophet told us so many times that we could do so many different things too many times. But we could never pray too much. Teach us, Lord. We need to be praying for one another. Lord, it's time to go home. And we want to go home. We don't want to look back over our life and see things that we've left undone. Move upon your children. And Father, baptize us afresh with your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to be able to be in this city, knowing what's taking place. Don't let a one of us, Lord, ever ever bring any smut upon this gospel, this message that's come in our day. Lord, may we realize as we walk these streets what was done in our day. What was done in this very building, Lord. Father, we don't want it to become common yet, Lord. We want it to be common to where it's just like the breath we breathe, that your word is that common in our life. Be with us now, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Certain sounds, stay away from it. But we're tuned in. We know that honk. We heard it tonight, honking loud and clear. We're saying, where you lead, we'll follow, Lord Jesus. We just continue to humming as we dismiss quietly tonight. Lord bless you and be with you until we meet again. God bless you. You're dismissed.